So my story was about we went to the park in my neighborhood. It was like a couple houses down, and I always go like with my friends and hang out with my dog and stuff. And there was this guy there, and he had a drone, and he would always bring his dog, but he didn't live in our neighborhood, and no one like knew who he was. So we would always be there, and he would like just drive up in his car. And then he would get out and just start flying his drone around. And he'd be like, "Can you watch my dog?" And he kind of looked really creepy. No offense to anyone if you look creepy. Not saying that you're like a pedophile, but he was creepy looking. So we were scared of him. And we would just be like, "Okay." And then we would go and like hide on top of the playground. And one day we were there and I texted my brother and told him about it. And then he rode on his dirt bike over to the park, which was like two houses down. I don't know why he rides his dirt bike there, but it's whatever. So then he was like, he drove over there, and then the guy would like leave. So like he wouldn't stay there when there were other people there, but like he would always be there when there was like little kids at the park and stuff. And he would fly his drone. And then one day when he was over there and my brother like came over, he saw the light and he was like recording on his drone. And he would always ask us to watch his dog. So we think he was just like recording like all the little kids and stuff at the park. And we thought he was gonna kidnap us, and probably would have, but I don't know.
Thank you, Kaylee, for that wonderful story. I think that's pretty scary, actually. Okay, well, bye. Okay, guys, now this is our next story about me almost getting kidnapped. Yeah, people say, "Oh, you're just being paranoid." I think that guy was really out to get me. Okay. So I was taking out my dog. She was a little chihuahua, and she was going potty. She was doing her business. Nobody needs to look. And this weird guy, he driving really, really slow. Okay? And then he stops. And then he opens his door. I'm like, "This is it. This is it. I'm gonna die. Bye, Mom." Well, I don't like you, Mom, but bye, Grandma. Bye, people I don't know. Bye, brother I've never met. Bye, people I love and stuff. And I was like, "Bye, school." And then I was like, and then he shut his door really quick. And then he rolls down his window. I'm like over here freaking out. He goes, "Do you know where Building J is?" I was like, "What?" I go, "Yeah, it's up by the office." And he goes, "Thanks."
What's Building J?
Building J, I've lived in an apartment.
Oh, I was like, what's a what?
And so, but I think the reason why, because nobody's gonna open up the door randomly. So I think he saw someone looking at me, and that's why he went back. Well, thank you guys. Stay safe out there. If you see any weird person following you, call the cops. If you see anybody just weird, call the cops because you might be killed.